I don't know if there's words for what just happened, but I liked it a lot. What do you think, AJ?
I think it was really beautiful. I think there was some nice throwbacks to Hawaiian rhythms in there. That was really impressive to be able to come up with a sound that's that big with one device and your voice as the second device. It's really, really great.
The first thing I have to ask is Grimes an alter ego or is it just a stage name?
Kind of both, I guess, because I certainly, like, I wouldn't consider it like an alter ego, but I wouldn't perform as myself either. So it's kind of, you know, somewhere in between.
Cool. And when did you start making music?
I probably seriously started making music when I was in second year of university, which was 3 years ago.
And were you playing any other instruments or just what you're doing now? Or can you describe what instrument you play?
Well, okay, this is a sampler, but basically I play real instruments, but I'm very poor at playing real instruments, so I play the same thing again and again until I get a loop that actually sounds as if it is being made by a proficient musician, and then I record it and then like cut it into like a loop so that I can like play it again and again and again, and then I usually just like each of these numbers corresponds to a different loop that I've like pre-programmed. That I most of them are made on the synthesizer, violin, ukulele, or like with my own voice, and then I make drums on GarageBand.
I've heard a lot of acclaim about you for being this like unpretentious little musical marvel because of your lack of serious training. You haven't had any professional training whatsoever, or are you completely self-taught, or where did you pick up your little tidbits of musical knowledge?
I played the violin when I was like 5 or something for like 2 years, but I actually was so bad at it that, you know, you're supposed to accomplish one book per year, like Suzuki Book 1, Suzuki Book 2, but I was on Suzuki Book 1 the entire time, so I quit. But mostly just from my friends and stuff, and then I would say that I learned to sing as a like teenager slash child by listening to like Christina Aguilera stuff like that. So, or that's when I started always trying to like imitate her, and then that's like the only skill that I like really have.
So can I quote you on Grimes has learned her vocal skills from Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
Awesome. I like that. So where do you get your inspiration from to create these masterpieces?
I'm most inspired by my friends, but I'm also, it's more I'll be like feeling a certain way, or I'll see something that I don't know, I just like, I'll just be feeling like that I need to have this like output, and then I'll like go make the output happen, kind of. I don't know, it's very inexplicit inspiration.
Certainly. Sounds special. Isaac, who works upstairs, hey Isaac, he thinks that you're inspired by Japanese animation. Is this at all true? Could that be true? Do you like Japanese animation?
I do, and I never thought about that, but it definitely has some sort of a like subconscious influence, I'm sure, because I went through a really intense phase of being obsessed with Japanese animation when I was very young, but I can see that. Now that you say that, I can see that.
You will be very happy that I said this. Now, you also do artwork, is this true?
Yes.
Do you do your own album artwork?
Yes.
What other kind of art do you do?
I usually just do like show posters for other people or album covers for other people. I used to do more visual art, but I'm sort of losing the interest, perhaps. I don't know. I don't really do it anymore.
Was it like ink drawings, or did you do paintings?
Mostly ink and stuff. And then like, I don't know, I've just been figuring out Photoshop, so like in the last like couple weeks I've been sort of experimenting with Photoshop, and I'm pretty bad at it.
Do you have any other hidden talents?
Well, I don't know. I can dislocate like my hips and my shoulders, but that's about it.
I can dislocate my thumbs.
I can't.
But that sounds cooler. And you recently released your album Getty Primes, and I wanted to know what your most memorable moment was from recording.
I actually spent most of the recording of the album in like complete torment, and I thought everyone was gonna hate it, and I was very upset for most of the recording period. that album.
But were you happy with the feedback you got?
Yes, I was. Although I still think, the album could have been better. I think I was a little too quick to like release it. There, like when I listen to it, I can hear sometimes like the occasional like click of me like turning off the like recording or whatever, and like I just should have edited it better and stuff. But
are you planning on releasing anything else anytime soon?
Yeah, probably in about a month. I have a new album ready that's longer and better.
Right on. And with Arbitus as well?
Well, I haven't talked to Seb about it yet, but hopefully.
Cool. Well, I look forward to that. Which song is your favorite on your album?
Grease Grease, definitely, hands down. Best song, I think.
Cool. If you're going to die tomorrow, what would you have for dinner tonight?
Pizza. Pizza. I would have all-dressed pizza.
I'm happy with that. This Thursday, we as in CKUT, are having a free show happening at Gertz Bar on the McGill campus, basement of the Shatner building. The lineup will be Grimes, who you just heard and listened to speak right now, and the Uge and the Captains, or just Captains, no the. The show starts at 8:30, but DJs start at 7 o'clock, and that's CKUT's own DJ Pig Venom.
And are you having any other shows anywhere else coming up soon, Claire?
I'm playing three shows on the 24th, 25th, and 26th, but I'm not sure where they are, and I forget who they're with. I just know they're all together, and I'm stressed about it. But I am playing on, this is really far away, but I'm playing on June 8th with Grupu.
We're going to go out with a track that, well, it's your favorite track, so we're going to go out with Cri Cri by Grimes.